Time for tonight's postgame coaches show presented by Bearings. And, Coach, sadly, it's been a recurring theme the last couple of games. This one, you came out with a good start. They surged back, but then it was just fight, fight, fight the rest of the way.
And we did fight. Our guys fought and fought. And this is what I said to them in the locker room after the game. I said, each one of them, I said, if you could have just changed two things tonight, two of your possessions out there, each guy in his team, and I went around the room, could you have changed two things? Could you have done two things different? And each guy said yes. And had that happened, had they been able to change those two things, each guy, we win this game. And my point in bringing that up was, one, that's how close we are. And two, they are in control. I had sent them a video about being in control, that they can't control the referee, they can't control the opposing crowd, they can't control their opponent, but they can control themselves and their performance. And so I asked them about two things you could have controlled tonight that you didn't control. And to a man, they said clearly, you know, they could have done something different controlling two of those things. And the point is, one, they're in control, and two, we're that close.
Coach, I know a big point of emphasis was obviously rebounding, their transition game. Overall, on the boards, I thought you guys did pretty well.
Well, I thought the first half stat that jumped out was the points off turnovers. I want to say it was 13 to or 11 to 0. And so I think the fast break points and the points off turnovers, and then, of course, the bench points, just, it was insurmountable. And, we got great looks. We got great looks, and we just didn't knock them down. It was really, really discouraging because they shot so well in practice yesterday. They shot so well in a shoot-around today. And, we go 4 for 23 from the three-point line, and, just not there.
Yep, that's Coach, what are teams doing to guard you so well on the three-point line?
Okay, right, I don't know that it's guarding so well. I thought those were in that last 7 minutes of the game. We had some terrific looks at the basket, and our guys got our guys open for those terrific looks. I think the one thing we really struggled with was at the rim. That really hurt us against Duquesne, and it really hurt us tonight. And we got to be a little bit more stronger at the rim, and we were not that tonight.
Yeah, to your point about things you can control, you were 13 to 0 in terms of points on turnovers the first half, but in the second half, you closed that gap substantially. You had 9 points off turnovers, turned up the defensive heat. They were ineffective pretty much on offense the second half.
Yeah, and it shows you how we can defend, and we could defend very well. We held Langevin, he had 3 offensive boards, but we did a pretty darn good job on him. We gave up that one offensive rebound to Fats Russell. It just broke our back. I think it was a 6-point game when it happened, and he came out of the corner and had an unopposed lane to the basket. We just can't allow that to happen. And that's one of those things that we had control over, and one of our guys did not do their job on that play, and he got the put back on that particular play.
Coach, we've talked about confidence being a delicate thing. You mentioned how you're so close. So the rest of this week in preparation for Saturday, will it be really just building upon those positive things rather than breaking everything apart, or
absolutely,
what will that balance
and
work?
I think we've been doing that since we've hit the adversity we've hit, and that adversity is not just the losing, but it's the impact on the roster. And obviously we'll be delighted to get Lee back, and he'll be back for Saturday. Our guys are giving everything they've got. They're emptying their gas tanks. And we're talking about, and we've discussed this, that we're not doing anything but focusing upon being at our best in March. And that's something that's got to become a consistent belief and a consistent priority. And you've seen us practice. We are terrific in practice. These guys are so good to coach in practice, and everything that we did in preparation for this game played out tonight, except we didn't perform like we practiced we would perform.
Well, Coach, thank you for stopping by. Appreciate your time, as always.
Okay, thanks, Jared. Thanks, Perk.
you.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.